All sensations appeared swallowed up in a mad rushing descent as of the soul into Hades. Then silence and stillness. Night were the universe. I had swooned, but still will not say that all of consciousness was lost. What of it there remained, I will not attempt to define, or even to describe. Yet, all was not lost. In the deepest slumber, no. In delirium, no. In a swoon, no. In death, no. Even in the grave, all is not lost. Else, there is no immortality for man. Arousing from the most profound of slumbers, we break the gossamer web of some dream. Yet, in a second afterward, so frail may that web have been, we remember not that we have dreamed. In the return to life from the swoon, there are two stages. First, that of the sense of mental or spiritual. Secondly, that of the sense of physical existence. It seems probable that if, upon reaching the second stage, we could recall the impressions of the first, we should find these impressions eloquent in memories of the gulf beyond. And that gulf is... what? How at least shall we distinguish its shadows from those of the tomb? But if the impressions of what I have termed the first stage are not, at will, recalled, yet, after long interval, do they not come unbidden, while we marvel whence they come? He who has never swooned is not he who finds strange palaces and wildly familiar faces in coals that glow, is not he who beholds floating in mid-air the sad visions that the many may not view, is not he who ponders over the perfume of some novel flower, is not he whose brain grows...